Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, VP for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, author of 10,000 Commandments. That's the annual report on the regulatory state, which has been pretty sad before this year, and many others that he's produced and co-authored. He's our good friend Wayne. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Wayne, before we get into your stuff, this is something that is part of your world, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, CFPB, was a product of Dodd-Frank. It was an entity that was spawned from no former source of spawning, right? I mean, there's never been
right.
There's never been an entity like this one because it's not subject to the president. It's not subject to funding by Congress. It's funded by the Fed. The director of the CFPB, who was Mr. Cordray up until recently, was not beholden to the president or to Congress.
Right.
Tell me in what that's not even bizarro world. That's beyond bizarro world.
That's beyond bizarro world.
How,
but in a way,
only Barney Frank could come up with something like this, and of course Elizabeth Warren.
And he certainly did. Well, it was kind of a brainchild of Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, it was her baby, wasn't it?
At the time. That's right. And the idea was to regulate non-bank financial institutions, credit unions, car loans, payday loans, mortgage,
title loans, folks, and things like that. Yeah,
because supposedly consumers weren't getting enough information about them.
They were being overcharged, things like that.
But it was really a power grab because there's increasingly more and more information available online about any financial product you want, and there's a lot of competition out there that keeps things down. And if you take away the high cost alternatives, if you put them in an annual percentage rate, it's a high cost.
But it was a canard. I'm sorry, Wayne, because I want to get to one particular point. It was a canard, folks, because if they had wanted to create that kind of a program of a bureau, they would have made it operate like all the other bureaus.
That's right. The difference.
But this
here,
one,
Jim,
disconnected this. It was operating in its own parallel universe. Now, here's the thing I want to get to, because I don't want to talk so much about what it does as much as how it's being led now.
The
Cordray, who was a major power grabber, and he's resigned. When he left, he appointed his assistant as the new director. Well, President Trump has appointed his own director, and now there's can we even call it a constitutional crisis? That director, folks, let me fill you in on this quickly. That new interim director that was appointed by the outgoing director has sued to keep her job.
Right. And the general counsel.
What if Yellen sued to keep her job? What if the Secretary of State gets fired? He sues to keep his job.
Well, this shows you the problem with independent agencies.
That's exactly my point.
CFPB was a step removed from an independent agency because the president would have some authority to remove for cause. And in this case, the president is supposed to have that authority, but Barney Frank, when he set up this entity, said he wanted it to be apart from the political process. And boy, he took it out of one political process and put it entirely
into
another.
Let me tell you what a genius Barney Frank was. Barney Frank went on television in August. Barney Frank went on television in July of 08 telling us, don't worry about investing in Fannie Mae. And Fannie Mae was out of business in 60 days. That's what a genius Barney Frank is. So
that's right. There's a great piece that our guy Ian Murray did on the case against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And this constitutional crisis, almost a little mini civil war over there in Washington, where Mick Mulvaney's walking in with his Dunkin' Donuts bag yesterday, and he has to send a memo out to the entire staff of over 1,000 saying, if you get other correspondence from the so-called acting director, who she wasn't even an acting director.
Wayne, you're a student. You're a student of American government history. When in the history of America has this ever happened before?
This is
unprecedented, isn't it?
Anything I have seen. But I'll tell you, when progressives set up an administrative state. Yeah. This kind of a thing is inevitable.
Folks,
because you have agencies
President
that don't
Trump
want to do laws,
is the,
they don't want to
Donald
do notice
Trump
the rules. They just want to rule.
Donald Trump, folks, is the president. Whether you like it or not, a lot of people didn't like President Obama being president, but he was the president. It's the way we do things. Donald Trump is the president. Get over it. 22, right back with Wayne Cruz. I'm Jim Blassie.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.